In early 2010, the Wall Street Journal did some investigative football game watching and came up with a shocking revelation. Having sat in front of four NFL games with stopwatches in their hands and having broken down every second of the broadcasts to determine what viewers actually see during a three-hour-plus game, the Journal concluded that after the cheerleader shots and the announcer in the booth shots and the crowd panning shots, viewers see a grand total of 11 minutes of football. 11 minutes. For fans, the study simply confirmed that TV football is much more than a recording of a game. Instead, the mere game is a point of departure for an entire narrative, a story told with interviews and narration and a vast variety of shots. After the Journal study came out, I spoke with Bob Fishman, a legendary game director for CBS Sports. He told me that the story kind of missed the point.
I would love it to be 11 minutes. I'd show up, have a cup of coffee, do 11 minutes, and go home and get paid for it. But it takes a tremendous amount of preparation, and then obviously during the telecast, what goes on in the TV truck is something that the viewers don't get to see, but that's a show in itself.
You are in a tractor trailer parked underneath or outside the stadium. There are, a lot of monitors arrayed in front of you. What are you doing during the course of a game?
My job, basically, is to decide what you, the viewers, see at home. And we have an array of cameras, we have an array of angles, and it's constant nonstop calling of shots and telling my camera crew what I want on every particular play.
So what would it sound like, just if we could isolate your voice from everything else that was going on in the truck? What would we hear coming out of your mouth during a part of a game where, you know, there's actual plays in progress?
Well, let's take the opening kickoff, for example. I might say something like, camera one, return man, standby camera two, camera three, give me the far side coach, camera six, I want you to give me the near side coach. Now the ball is kicked. Take two. Run back happens, and I might say three, close up, linebacker, take three. Four, give me a defensive coordinator, take four. Camera two, get back to so-and-so. And it's a constant flow of information that I'm giving to my camera crew.
I don't know how many cameras you have on various angles of the kickoff, but after the play is over, let's just say the return man took the ball 5 yards deep in the end zone, ignored his teammate who was trying to tell him to keep it in the end zone for the touchback, and ran out and got only to the 12. Are you telling any cameraman to make sure he follows the guy to the bench to see if the special teams coach chews him out?
Reactions is a big part of what we do, because as a director, and I'm only speaking for myself, I think the emotional part of the game is kind of interesting. You know, we have a thing in our business called, you know, goats and heroes. There's a guy who's doing well on a play, and there's always a guy who's screwing up on a play. And those reactions we weave in and out of a broadcast. So in the case of what you just proposed, a guy is supposed to kneel down his teammate, and you clearly see the teammate saying, stay there, and he runs out. I need a reaction of the coach, of the special teams coach, whatever, and the player going to the sideline.
In those briefings that coaches give network crews in the days before the game, they apparently sometimes say, we're going to run such and such a specific play to this receiver or this back because we have seen such and such a weakness in the films. I got to ask you if in, let's say, the Steelers-Ravens game, if the Saturday before the game, the Ravens ever try to, you know, take you out for drinks to find out what the Steelers told you in the pregame briefing.
Never happened. If we know a certain player is not going to play, he's listed as questionable, and we are told he's really, like, out of the game, and sometimes that we will be told that, mm-hmm. We would never share that information with the other team. If they don't say it's off the record, it's on the record. But as far as giving team information and injury information, and we're going to run a flea flicker on the first play, that is absolutely never shared with anybody, and nobody's asking to go out and have drinks with us.
Bob, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure. I enjoyed talking to you.
Bob Fishman is a game director for CBS Sports.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.